Arkansas was admitted on June 15, 1836, into the Union. It's a beautiful state, the Ozark Mountain Ranges and the Ouachita Mountains. The Arkansas Delta along the Mississippi and the Arkansas Timberlands. It's a place of vast beauty and natural resources. And it's come a long way from its struggle after the Civil War. It's been able to produce quite a few famous people, such as Sam Walton, founder of Walmart, Douglas MacArthur, the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces in the Pacific Campaign during World War II, former President Bill Clinton, actor Billy Bob Thornton, singer and songwriter Johnny Cash and Al Green, author John Grissom. Arkansas fancies itself as the natural state, but underneath all that beauty and exterior, its ability to produce famous people, the life of the preternatural, supernatural. We're going to take a look at a few of these places. So join me as we go down to Arkansas. I am your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim, and this is the Land of the Shadow People. Welcome back to the Land of the Shadow People podcast. I am glad you're able to join me and welcome as we wrap up our A states here as we prepare for the spooky season. As usual, please click like, subscribe, and share. You guys are my media outreach here. But I do have a challenge for you guys if you guys are listening, especially if you're on BitChute and Rumble, and if you're not, you should be. I'm a big advocate of free speech, and I've had lots of problems with YouTube on doing my own channel on YouTube because they don't seem to like the pictures that I post up with my videos and have been accused of being conspiratorial and stuff like that. And if you've listened to the show for a long time, I don't talk conspiracies. I strictly stick with the paranormal, hauntings, sometimes the demonic exorcisms, but no conspiracies. I just really try to stay away from that. I try to stick with the spooky and the scary and all that good fun stuff. And so, but BitChute and Rumble has allowed me to expand my platform in a much more safe and expressive environment. And I'm hoping to grow those channels because there are not really any paranormal channels on Rumble or BitChute or even on Telegram, which I'm also on, as well as just normal podcasts. Channels of Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Amazon and all that. So if you could share that, I would like to reach, if possible, at least 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. If I can get more, that'd be better. I would like to establish a paranormal community on these channels instead of everything being so focused on politics, because let's be honest, politics is everywhere. And I love doing the paranormal because it allows me to escape from the realities of this world that, you know, we all get to wake up to each and every day, no matter what your political leanings are and whatnot. This is a place where we can at least come together and just explore the paranormal, spook ourselves out, and just have a good time. So with that, let's go explore Arkansas. Let's rock and roll. So one of the first places we're going to go is to Monticello, where we will look at the famous Allen House, which was built in 1905 by Joe Lee Allen. And his family lived there for several years, but unfortunately Joe passed away in 1917. His wife Caddy stayed there with their three children, Liddell, Lenny Lee, and Lewis. But unfortunately, in 1948, Liddell committed suicide by drinking cyanide on Christmas night. It was not known for a long time why she had committed suicide, but Caddy had the room completely closed off for the rest of the house. And after Caddy's death in 1954, the property was split into two rental apartments. As the renters came and went, there were multiple reportings of sounds of footsteps and moans that would come from the closed-off room. In 1985, there were new owners that bought the house, opened the room, and much to their surprise, it still contained the bottle of cyanide in the closet. Since that time, there were a couple changes of ownership, and in 2007, Mark and Rebecca Spencer purchased the Allen House and had a complete paranormal investigation done in 2008. There were over 40 voice phenomenons recorded, including the paranormal team's own personal experiences during their investigation. And then in 2009, August of 2009 to be exact, love letters were found in the attic floor. There were Liddell's love letters detailing a love affair that she had up until her suicide on Christmas night in 1948. Now, it is said that you can go to the Allen House and book a tour. They do open up the house on October 30 and 31st to the public. So if you're in Monticello, Arkansas, that may be something want to check out. Another really well-known haunted place is King Opera House in Van Buren. It's said that it was built in the late 19th century. But what it's well known for is not necessarily the fact of the shows that have been performed there or even the restoration of the Opera House, but what has made the Opera House famous is connection to a murder. The rumors that the one who was murdered still haunts the place. In fact, that actor's name is Charles Tolson. He was the owner of the Tolson Stock Company and had a traveling act. September of 1903, his team had just finished a few performances at the King Opera House when they went to head out of town on the last day of the week, and they gathered together at a train station to head to Fort Smith. It is said that when Tolson went to the ticket window to purchase some tickets, someone called out his name. A Dr. William Parchman, a well-known doctor, emerged from inside the depot and shot Tolson with a .44 revolver. According to the story, Tolson was shot in the hip and in the chest. And it was said there that Tolson was taken by train to Fort Smith, where he was taken to a hospital, and he died from his injuries. Now, it was said that Dr. Parchman notified the sheriff of his actions and paid a $1,000 bail after being charged with shooting with the intent to kill. Now, the story behind the reason why he shot Tolson is said to be a little bit blurry, but the popular theory is that his 17-year-old daughter was in love with Tolson and was preparing to run away with him. Despite the fact that Tolson was married and his wife was part of the traveling act. Even though it is said that Tolson knew Dr. Parchman and his daughter, Allie, there was no evidence that there was any sort of love affair going on with his daughter. It sounds like this could have been the actions of a possibly overprotective, overbearing father. It was said that Parchman was not found guilty of murder despite multiple witnesses. But it is said that Tolson's ghost now haunts the King Opera House, which was the last place he did his performance. Unfortunately, as of right now, according to my understanding, the Opera House is closed and it is not open to the public for paranormal investigations or anything, unless you want to rent the place and then you could possibly do a paranormal investigation as you prepare for Halloween here. One of the last places we're going to visit here in Arkansas. It's kind of an interesting place. It's got some deep historical connections here. It's called the Toltec Mounds, located near Scott, Arkansas. Is once home to a group of people that they call the Plum Bayou culture, by archaeologists and historians. Their existence is quite a bit of a mystery, and they're not related to the Toltec tribes of Mexico, despite the site's name. The Plum Bayou culture doesn't seem to have any connection with any of the people or the native peoples living in the area when the tribe was active. There are 18 mounds that have been identified in the area, and it's said that these mounds have been there between 650 and 1050 AD. One of the tallest mounds stands at 49 feet tall, and the next closest one is 39 feet, with much smaller mounds surrounding it. It appears that the site was used ceremonially, as the Plum Bayou people would farm and live nearby. And it seems that several of the mounds are aligned with the sunrise and the sunset, along with the equinoxes and the solstice. In many ways, it sounds like possibly quite like Arkansas's own Stonehenge, so to speak. Now, it is said that when people go and visit or have explored at night, even by archaeologists that have been there, that there have been reports of apparitions appearing and disappearing, lights and orbs, much like Will-O-The-Wisps, and hearing footsteps around the mounds. Now, this is open to the public, so you could possibly do your own paranormal investigations while you are down there. And that is all I have for you today with Haunted Arkansas. And I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was brief and short, but I am preparing for the spooky season here. And I'm hoping to provide lots and lots of material for you this Halloween season, as we're going to talk about the real Dracula, Marie Laveau, zombies, other wonderful things. Originally, I was going to talk about the Satanic Panic, but I'm going to save that for later. But we are going to talk about probably one of the most notorious creatures in modern-day culture, so to speak. We will talk about the origins of Satan himself, as he is a popular character that kids and adults like to dress up as. And so, with that, don't forget to click and like and subscribe between now and then. Side of the veil of the next. It's been my pleasure to be your host. Farewell.